Walter Sterling for the great Jim Bohannon. Have you ever helped a celebrity? I want to hear that story. 866-505-4626. 866-505-4626. Skip in Burlington, Vermont, welcome to the Jim Bohannon Show.
How are you doing, guy? I was a driver, a bus driver, and it was a three-hour ride between New York and Vermont. And at the point of arrival, this very beautiful lady wanted to shoot the breeze with me because it was a long trip. And we must have talked for 4 or 5 minutes. And at the end of the conversation, I realized who it was. And the lady was Veronica Lake.
Whoa, Veronica Lake is right. Thank you very much for your call. Veronica Lake was one of the most beautiful women who ever lived. The fact that she even would speak to you is a miracle. Bill in Southern California, welcome to the Jim Bohannon Show, talking about how you have helped a celebrity at 866-505-4626. That's
866-505-4626.
Yes, Bill, you can talk about other things. You can.
I just wanted to mention, I'm 80 years old. I'm a veteran of the United States Air Force and the U.S. Navy. And it just gripes the hell out of me the way we're spending all this money on illegals trying to get into this country when we have so many homeless out there that are already citizens. And thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling, Bill. Thank you for your service. 866-505-4626. Timothy in Connecticut, welcome to the Jim Bohannon Show.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm very excited that somebody from Connecticut is calling. Thank you for calling.
Yes, it's me, Tim.
Yes, Tim.
Yeah, hi. Well, I got a couple stories. Well, I got one good story, and the other one's a wannabe story. I'm trying to help out a celebrity. But anyhow, I'm a retired New York City correction officer from Rikers Island, and in 1986, a girlfriend of mine would get good tickets to the Yankee game. She worked for a Family Circle magazine. So anyhow, we're sitting up like three rows up from the third base dugout, and all of a sudden, Heather Locklear and Tommy Lee of Motley Crue, they sit down right next to us and with their bodyguards and stuff. And then they put on the scoreboard, oh, the Yankees would like to welcome Heather Locklear to the game. And then all these kids came down, and they didn't care about Heather Locklear. They just started chanting crew, crew, crew for Motley Crue, you know, because Tommy Lee was there. So anyhow, about 20 minutes after that, Usher came down, and he kicks them out of their seats because this old couple, they were in this old couple's seat. So since I was... you know, I don't know if you know anything about this, but when you're a New York City law enforcement officer, you have a shield. It's called tinning. You tin somebody, and you could drive around a dead body in your seat. You show your shield, and you can get away with things. You get into restaurants, and you don't have to wait on lines or anything. So anyway, so they kicked them out of their seats, and then so I went up and I grabbed one of the security officers, and I tinned them. I said, "Oh man, it's that is whatever." I said, "Can you?" Just ask the old people to sit a couple rows behind and explain it to them. And he did, and they sat back down in the seats, and they never knew I helped them out. They thought the Yankee staff just let them sit back in their seats. And so they never knew about it. But the funny thing about it is, which is kind of a killer, you talk about people, having good luck and everything else. I went to hundreds of ball games. I never caught a foul ball. And then right after they get back in their seats, a foul ball comes, and their bodyguard right next to him catches the foul ball. It was like 2 inches away from me, and I didn't even get that. And she, to this day, she doesn't even know to like put her back in her seat.
Well, Timothy, thank you very much for the call. That's how it works. The best way to help somebody is that they never know about it. One of the things I've learned about people who are in need, financial need, emotional need, having a tough time with their kids, having a tough time with addiction, whatever it is, they don't want your advice. They don't even want your money. What they want is one question, which is, how can I help you. Brad in Washington State, welcome to the Jim Bohannon Show. Hi.
Hey, Walter. Got a story for you from my Air Force days. I'm a retired Air Force officer. I'm up here in Washington State. I used to be at the Air Force Survival School headquarters. My story involves Geraldo Rivera. This would have been 1985 to 87, in that two-year window somewhere. He came up to the Survival School in Washington to do a story about combat search and rescue and some of the Vietnam experience. And we took him up in the field for a few days and trained him with some students, did a helicopter hoist with him. But the deed that we did for him, and like you just said, the good ones are the ones they don't know about. We got his flight suit and all his gear ready the night before at my house in base housing. And it was my wife who noticed that the patches that were on the flight suit we had prepared for him were not right, including the spelling of his name. And she jumped right in, as most good military spouses do, and got it all fixed up and made it all look shipshape. And next day we had him out there in the field, and he was a great student. And I doubt he ever knew that that flight suit had somebody else's name on it.
Brad, did you ever see a UFO while you were in the Air Force?
Well, I saw things fly I couldn't identify, if that's the definition, but nothing too spooky.
Thank you so much for your service. Thank you very much for calling the Jim Bohannon Show. I'm Walter Sterling. Have you ever helped out a celebrity? It's amazing to me, whenever I ask friends, did you ever help a celebrity? How often they say yes, and then they have a story. Believe it or not, I was walking down Park Avenue. I saw a woman struggling with an ATM machine. She didn't know how to work that machine. I'm getting annoyed standing in line behind her. I wait and I wait. Son of a gun, I see her face, and it's Diana Ross. I helped Diana Ross learn how to work an ATM. How have you helped a celebrity? 866-505-4626. My phone number is 866-505-4626, the longest day of the year. Jim Bohannon Show, Walter Sterling, Westwood One.
Do you know who I am? Have you any idea who I am? Yes, it's been quite a while, and it's so good to see you again.
866-505-4626, 866-505-4626, The Jim Bohannon Show. On Westwood One, I'm Walter Sterling. Have you ever helped out a celebrity? These are my favorite stories. People talk about, gee, I met this celebrity or I got an autograph, but I'm stunned, always stunned at how many of my friends have actually helped a celebrity. Like Brad in Hawks, Michigan, welcome to the Jim Bohannon Show.
Hello, how are you?
It's your show, Brad. It's your show, Brad. Hi.
Oh, how you doing there? It's pretty late for me. I have to work in the morning. I'm sorry. But I haven't really met too many in my life, maybe three or four. And about 9, 10 years ago, I'm only 27 now, but I had the privilege of helping out the drummer of Iggy Pop and the Stooges, Scott Ashton.
Yes.
Before he had passed. So, it was just a little hunting shack up there on Drummond Island, so it was pretty nice.
Well, how did you help him? How did you help him?
Oh, hands on. I built the garage.
You built a garage? Oh, wow. And was he nice? Did he tip you, or was it a friendly thing? How did this happen?
It was a friendly conversation, and he kind of walked around and whatnot, but got to talk to him and meet him anyways.
Well, Brad, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate you calling the Jim Bohannon Show at 866-505-4626. Joe, who claims to be outside Cleveland. Where outside Cleveland are you, Joe?
A little town of Macedonia. I just say Cleveland. Nobody's ever heard of it.
All right. Before I hear your story, we have to have a very serious conversation about this geography issue. I grew up in I grew up in Maplewood, New Jersey. A part of Maplewood borders the city of Newark. never in my life have I ever said I'm from Newark. But people from Beechwood, Ohio, and Shaker Heights, and Cleveland Heights, and Medina, they say they're from Cleveland. I'm sorry, but where you live has nothing to do but with Cleveland 1 or Cleveland 2. It's a puzzle. It's a puzzle to me why you all insist on saying you're from Cleveland, even though the odds are, my friend Joe, that you wouldn't drive through most of Cleveland at noon at 80 miles an hour.
All right, point well taken.
Thank you. Now, what's your story, Joe?
It's actually not mine. It's my wife's. She grew up with the Brady Bunch, you know, watching them on TV. She's really enjoyed that show all of her life. So she started a website. May I say the name of the website?
Please do.
Okay, it's BradyWorld.com. It's basically a Brady Bunch fan site. And that website has got the attention of every member of the cast of the Brady Bunch. And through her website, we have actually developed fairly good relationships with all members of the Brady Bunch, to the point where, you know, she'll fly around the country, help them out at appearances.
Do you guys make money with this? Do you make money with this?
The only way she makes money is if like one of the cast members writes a book or is promoting a show or some kind of merchandise or whatever, they put it on her website and she gets like a little fraction, a little tiny piece of it.
Well, that's a good story. Give the name of the website once more, Joe.
It's BradyWorld.com.
BradyWorld.com. Now you tell your wife that I'm the guy who gave Susan Olsen a radio show in Los Angeles. I have a good relationship with Susan Olsen.
Are you really?
Who's a sweet. I'm that guy. Thanks very much for calling, Joe. And please do not say you're from Cleveland ever again. I'm Walter Sterling. This is the Jim Bohannon Show. Jeff in New Milford, Connecticut. Welcome to the Jim Bohannon Show. Hi.
Hey, Walter. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah. So back in 2001, this is more of a political figure, but it's pretty well known. And I wasn't very smart at the time at who he was. I worked for a cable company. I did install repair, so everything from the main line to the TV or the cable modem, because that's when they first were coming out in this area. And I got a call from my supervisor to go to a place, went there. They were having cable modem problems. I was sitting in the office. The cable modem was in the desk. And all of a sudden, I hear a deep voice, "What do you think you're doing sitting at my desk?" And lo and behold, it was Henry Kissinger.
Whoa. And did you help Mr. Kissinger? Did you help Dr. Kissinger?
I did. I sat at his chair, at his desk, in his office, in his house, and taught him how a cable modem worked. Because he was very curious. Asked
you taught
lots of questions.
You taught Dr. Thank you for the call, Jeff. You taught Dr. Kissinger how to work a cable modem. That's a pretty good day. We all have special stories. I'd love to hear your story about helping a celebrity. My phone number is 866-505-4626. I'm Walter Sterling. You know what I get to do? I get to sit in for Jim Bohannon. In the world of radio, this is pretty high up on the food chain. In fact, I'm sitting here shocked. I'm looking at a mic flag that says KDKA, and I'm saying I'm sitting in for Jim Bohannon. Thank you for joining me on this night. This is Westwood One. In the city, 866-505-4626. That's my phone number. You and I are live. Isn't it great? Aren't these great stories? You and I are sharing stories about how we have helped a celebrity. And what I love about the stories that I'm hearing is that most of the celebrities who got helped did not know they had been helped. To me, that's the best kind of help. When we have the opportunity to help somebody and they don't know we did it, that's magic. You can put it into all sorts of religious contexts, no need. It's magic. I believe that the reason why you and I are here, what's the meaning of life? The meaning of life is to help other people. That's what I believe. The meaning of life is to help other people. But when we get to help a celebrity, then you got a story, buddy. Then you got the bar story, the barbecue story, the pool story. Then you're a star. I'd love to hear your celebrity story about how you've helped a celebrity. 866-505-4626. If you need to talk about something else so that you can go to sleep, I'm happy to hear that too. 866-505-4626. I'm Walter M. Sterling. I do a show on Westwood One every week, Sunday nights at 10 p.m. You can find out where and all that stuff at waltermsterling.com. I do shows like this. This is the kind of stuff we talk about because I believe all the political stuff, that's handled by professionals. It's best to let grown-ups handle that, and then you and I at night, once the grown-ups have gone to bed, you and I get to talk about the things we really like to talk about. Barry in Pittsburgh listening on KDKA, welcome to the Jim Bohannon Show. Hi.
Hey, good talking to you. I have two real quick stories. The first
oh,
one.
Oh, great, good.
My very first job, I was hired by a guy named Gary Striner. Doesn't ring a bell, right? His
right.
brother was Russ Striner. Do you know who that is?
Wow. Wow. No, who's that?
He said, hello. He said, Barbara, they're coming to get you, Barbara, in Night of the Living Dead.
Oh, wow, that's a major
so his brother,
celebrity.
Gary, did the sound for Night of the Living Dead. He worked for a latent image movie, the company that did Night of the Living Dead. And the second story, John Hartford. You ever hear of John Hartford?
Well, wait a minute. What was the first story? What happened?
My first job, Gary Striner, was the boss in Evans City of this little company. And Gary Striner did the sound for Night of the Living Dead, did all the sound work.
How did you help him?
I worked for him.
What'd you do?
But that's not. I got a better one. This is much better.
Okay,
John Hartford. I went to a bluegrass festival years ago. I'm walking down through a field, me and a buddy, and there goes John Hartford walking in front of me. He's the guy that wrote Gentle on My Mind for Glenn Campbell,
right?
Banjo player. And I said, you know, John, I have one of your records at home, and I was so befuddled just by getting to talk to the guy. I said, I have a record of yours. I can't think of the name of it. I said, but I left it laying in the back seat of my car, and the doggone sun warped it all to heck, you know? He said, well, it's very interesting. And he says, I got to go on here in about 20 minutes. I'll talk to you later. He comes on stage. The first song he sings goes like this. Don't leave your records in the sun. The warp, and they won't be good for anyone. It's called Don't Leave Your Records in the Sun. It's on his next album. It was so cool. I mean, he wrote this song in 20 minutes. And if you ever get a chance to hear John Hartford sing, or he's dead now, he passed away, but if you ever pick up an album, I don't know which album that song is on, but it's called Don't Leave Your Records in the Sun.
Thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it. That's a great story, Barry in Pittsburgh, listening on KDKA. What a great story. This is what makes magic. When you and I get to share these stories and get to know each other in this way through our personal experiences, not through political theory and all that nonsense, which I think is the biggest waste of radio imaginable, but when you and I get to talk to each other anonymously or not and share who we are, it's incredible. But the thing about listening to the radio right now, you and I do not fit in. We are misfits. We don't belong. Tesla didn't belong. Einstein didn't belong. Edison didn't belong. Steve Jobs didn't belong. The people who do new things, by definition, you're doing something brand new, something that no one has ever else has done before. Guess what? You don't fit in. You're not going to get into the country club. You're not going to be invited to the barbecue. They're not going to fight for play dates with your kids. But you're the one who makes it happen. You're the one who moves our society forward. The only way anything happens in a business or in a culture is by trying new things. I'm Walter M. Sterling. Thank you, Jim Bohannon, for letting me share this time with you. This is Westwood One.